Wait, my friends. Let's take just one slow, deep breath here. And you'll make fists with your hands. So you could do this up by your face, or you can just do this down on your lap. Just make some fists and focus on the squeeze in your hands, the tension in your hands. And let that tension start to creep up slowly. And so, with attention, the tension will creep up slowly your arms to your ears. And you could even make a squinty face like you tasted something sour, a pruny face. Feel that tension. Don't hurt yourself, but feel the tension. And then let it go and kind of wiggle your shoulders. You might wiggle your fingers. You might blow air into your cheeks. Then squish your mouth around. Make some funny faces. If you felt frustrated today, make a frustrated face. Like, oh, you show your teeth if you wanted. Yeah. Just do it if you want. If in awareness, it's good. And then again, like a letting go, kind of wiggling your shoulders a little bit, and jaw. So remembering that we're practicing being present together out of compassion. Doesn't matter if you're a good meditator or a bad meditator, whatever that even means, you're quite welcome here that we'll sit together in our humanness. If it feels supportive, if you feel interested, you can bring one or both hands onto the chest, just a little bit of pressure. And then a de-stressing moment. And feeling your hands touching your chest. So from the chest side, that contact. So may this gathering this evening support you for your flourishing. May it be an expression of care for yourself and for the world. May we practice for the benefit of all. Okay, and then finding your posture if you hadn't already. So you can lie down, you can recline, you can sit. Just getting yourself settled. And then, as an experiment, taking a little bit of time here to notice the right side of your body, relaxing and expanding the right side of your body. Letting your attention wander through the right side of the body. If it seems easy, you might have a sense of breathing through the right side of the body. Letting go of what's easy to let go of, the right shoulder. The right hand. The right side. As if the attention and the breath on the right side, as if it were nourishing you, nurturing you. Okay, and then shifting to your left side. The sensations might not be as clear, or it might take a little time and the mind will wander. Just doing what you can and not what you can't. Bringing this attention to the left side. Left side. Letting go of what's easy to let go of in the jaw on the left. The left shoulder. The left hand. Noticing the left side. And if it seems easy and supportive, you might even have a sense of breathing through the left side. As if the breath and the attention could nourish the left side. Letting your body rest more onto the chair, the floor. the cushion. Noticing the contact, letting the weight of the body rest. Having a sense of the body, the posture of the body stretched out or sitting, and the breath arising in the space of the body. If something painful or difficult arises, it could be physical, emotional, just anything painful or difficult, if that happens, can make a note of that, like, ow, or this is suffering. And finding a way to support yourself, maybe with some inner positive self-talk or placing the hand on the chest. So some empathy if something is painful or difficult. And then out of compassion for the exhausted mind, continuing. Having a sense of feeling of the breath moving through the space of the body. Nothing to fix or improve. Just right here. Embodied awareness, just right here. And then for the last few minutes, shifting to a loving kindness practice. And if you have a favorite way to do that, please feel free. As an experiment, you might like to have a sense of sending and receiving this quality of care and friendliness to our group, to each other. It might be with your breath, it might be a sense of radiating, a sense of light, just however it seems, congruent for you, sending and receiving loving kindness. And then including our pets, any kitty cats, dogs, and other pets, sending and receiving care. And any trees that are close by where you are. In the sky. And then you'll bring your hands to touch, and we'll take a symbolic gesture of a small bow. It's to honor your time and your effort, your attention. And you can let yourself shift and move as needed.